Pair of milestones worth noting this week in Washington, D.C. Congressman John Dingell yesterday became the longest-serving member of Congress in history. He's represented his Michigan district for 57 years, 5 months, and 26 days, and counting. The other item is somber, and that's the death of Senator Frank Lautenberg of New Jersey. Besides being friends and Democrats, both Representative Dingell and Senator Lautenberg served in the military during World War II, an experience that's all but vanished from the halls of Congress today. NPR's national political correspondent Don Gagne reports.
Senator Lautenberg was 89 when he died this week. Yesterday morning, he was buried with military honors at Arlington Cemetery. There was a steady rain. Soldiers fired rifle volleys, and a bugler played taps. Mourners paid their final respects. In the U.S. Senate, in every session since the end of World War II, a veteran of that war has served in the chamber. With Lautenberg's death, that string is broken. Lautenberg's military service was a recurring theme in tributes this week. Vice President Joe Biden delivered a eulogy at a service on Wednesday.
I'm told the first time, he's also the first time he ever left the New Jersey, New York region was to join the United States Army at age 18. He was shipped out. When he came back, he proudly would tell you, anyone who would listen, he went to Columbia. He just didn't go to school. He went to Columbia.
Lautenberg grew up poor and used the brand new GI Bill to attend that prestigious university. Talking to the Scripps Howard News Service in 2011, he said his time in the military helped him understand the need to give something to your country.
Veterans became presidents. Veterans became senators, titans of business. The experience of sharing risk, of depending on someone else for your life, it changes the attitude.
Congressman Dingell, now 86, also says the war years shaped him. When he was just 15 years old, he was already in the Capitol working as a congressional page the day President Franklin Roosevelt delivered this speech the day after Pearl Harbor.
Yesterday, December 7, 1941, a date which will live in infamy.
Dingell, speaking yesterday at an event at Atlantic Media in Washington, recalled watching FDR's entrance that day from the gallery up above. As always, the president hid the effects of his polio.
So he actually walked. He had to throw himself. And he was supported by 10 pounds of iron. He had these frames that held him, and he would come in on the arm of one of his sons, usually Franklin or Jimmy, up a ramp to where the reading clerk is, stand in front of the speaker and the vice president and give his speech.
Like Lautenberg, Dingell enlisted as soon as he turned 18 in 1944. It was an experience shared by a generation and by a generation of politicians. In the late 70s, better than 4 of 5 members of Congress were veterans, most from World War II. Today, fewer than 1 in 5 members have done military service. And with Lautenberg gone, just 2 are left from World War II, Dingell and Congressman Ralph Hall of Texas. Donald Ritchie is the historian of the U.S. Senate. He says that war forged deep congressional friendships across party lines.
They had that one thing that they could put their arm around each other's shoulder and talk about the South Pacific or about Italy or about this or that. There are all these points of connection that are lost now.
That is a loss keenly felt in the Capitol today. Don Gagne, NPR News, Washington.
And you're listening to Weekend Edition from NPR News.